Hachette Audio presents American Turnaround, Reinventing AT&T and GM and the Way We Do Business in the USA. Written by Ed Whitaker with Leslie Cawley. Read by Ed Whitaker.
To my wife and daughters, Linda, Jessica, and Jennifer. Author's note. If you ask me when I was a high school senior what was in my future, here's what I would have told you. I planned to go to work for the railroad and stay there until I retired. Growing up, I just assumed that was how my life would go. I come from a long line of railroad people. My daddy, his name was Edward Earl Whitaker. That's whom I'm named after, dropped out of high school to take a job with the railroad and worked there 50 years. His daddy did the same thing. So did the other men in my family. There are no silver spoons in my background. We had farmers, a part-time rancher, an Air Force navigator, a high school football coach, and a town blacksmith in our family. But the railroad, well, that was almost a calling. Being a part of America's railroad tradition was a real point of pride in our family, and it always will be. But as it turned out, I did not go to work for the railroad. Instead, and much to my own surprise, I wound up becoming the chairman and CEO of two of the biggest companies in the world, AT&T and General Motors. I spent 44 years with AT&T. I worked my way up from student engineer. And General Motors? I wound up there at the request of the White House in 2009, right after the company got out of bankruptcy. I had just retired from AT&T, and like everybody else in America, I was saddened and somewhat mystified by GM's collapse. How could GM management allow this to happen? That's the question I kept asking myself walking in the door at GM. And I kept asking that question, and lots of others, especially of senior management, the entire time I was there. I am a private man by nature, which is one reason I've never said much publicly. In fact, I've spent most of my career avoiding microphones and interviews, and for the most part was successful. I'm also not the kind to talk about myself. That sort of thing has always embarrassed me, to be perfectly honest, and it still does.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?